What we're doing now is like a teeny bit unconventional. We want to understand the sugya of makos, not makos as in the Masechta, but what type of makos we can attribute a re'iyas nida to. And in order to do that, we already saw in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, a bit of a machloikis between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, about whether you can attribute whether a maka b'makar is able to be attributed to. That was machlekes Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe and Kuf Peches. And in order to properly understand this, we really have to take a look at the dinim of Ru'adam Machmas Tashmish in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, which will help us understand the sugya of makas in general. Now, Ru'adam Machmas Tashmish is something that is really not relevant. Really, you don't have to know it to be a rabbi for a few reasons. Reason number one why you don't have to know it is because we already saw a Neida Bihuda that was quoted by the Pischei Tshuva in the Sugya of Prolapse in Kuf Pei Chasif Gimel, that the Neida Bihuda said that only Gedolei Hador are allowed to pass in the Shaila of Reu Adam Machmas Tashmish. So the average fellow with a YU Smicha, I'm not bursting anyone's bubble, but an average guy with a YU Smicha, do not touch us with a 10-foot pole. These are sugyas that you are not supposed to paskin. We even pointed out that the application of the Pischei Tshuva, that the din is true by a prolapse, also is an incorrect application of the Neid Behuda, because the Neid Behuda is only saying it about Raya Dam Machmas Tashrish. Raya Dam Machmas Tashrish is also not something that you will encounter, because in our world, if a woman thinks that she would be Raya Dam Machmas Tashrish, you go for a doctor's appointment, and the doctor will tell you if there's really a problem and how you can fix the issue. So lemaisa ayadei refua, it's going to be resolved anyway. And lemaisa raya dam machmas tashmish is going to be something that you won't paskin even should it come up. But afilo hachi, the yesodos of raya dam machmas tashmish might be helpful for us to understand our sugya. The Gemara begins on Samachay Amid Beis that raya dam machmas tashmish is mishameshes parishoina shnia ushlishes mikan ve'elach hotreshamish atisaskarish v'tinosei la'acher. Basically, the din of raya dam machmas tashmish is that when the couple has bia three times and she sees dam each time, so we say, oh my gosh, we just established the chazaka that you are a Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish. If we just establish this chazaka that you're a Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish, so then you have to get divorced. You marry a second husband. You go through the same Chad Gadya, and you are Boyol Pam Rishon Shnei Shlishes. You see Dam all those three times, get divorced again. Third husband. Once you have the third husband and you see Dam three times, we are sorry, but you young women are going to remain in Aguna La'olam. You're never going to have to get remarried because you are, as we say, one of the 77 lucky winners. Right? You are a Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish. Now, by the way, I should point out that there is a teeny bit of a Machlekes and Metzias what a Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish is. The way we understood is that it's some sort of maka that the endometrium penetrates up into the vagina. It's also possible, and the Chavos Das entertains this idea, that Rodam Machmas Tashmish is more of a concern that Machmas Chimur Habiyah, you will see Dam. We will learn Dinam in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis versus Hashem, that there is a concern of Dam Chimur. Is Dam Chimur for the Nisun, Dam Chimur for the Bia? It's a big discussion in the Achrayim over there. But it's entirely possible that the Isha who's Rodam Machmas Tashmish, the Pshad is that Chimur Habiyah causes her to see Dam. It's also entirely possible that Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish is just that she has a uterus that is very weak, and whenever there is bia, the dam comes out. Even without an endometrium that protrudes, it could be that whenever you have a bia, dam will come out. There is some discussion in the Shevet HaLevi in Ois Dalid. He points out that in the Sefer Hasidim, he tainas that maybe Ra Dam Machmas Tashmish is only going to be if you have like a full bia. Maybe there should be some eitza to have what we would call just hara'ah, just partial bia. Maybe that will solve the concern of Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish. However, this issue was not mentioned by any normal poskim. Sorry to burst your bubbles, but the Sefer Chasidim is not considered a normal poskim. Sefer Chasidim is, as Dr. Soloveitchik says, like, wowza, what the heck was going on? It's like this very strange movement in Judaism at that time that like people are trying to be machmir for everything. They say like really, really weird stuff in the same. We never have a time in Judaism to be able to machmir for everything. But basically, the Sefer Chasidim is kind of a weird, unusual thing. So the pashtus is that what the Sefer Chassidim is suggesting is not accepted aliva dehilchasa. Okay, so Raya da Machos Tashmish, you have three biyas, three husbands, and it could be that you're usher to everybody. The Gemara says, Lav kala kleichais shavin, lav kala etzbais shavim. Right? In other words, that not every male's aver is the same size. It could be that you'll see dam from this guy, not from that guy. That's why you have to go through three husbands. It could be that you need three biyas, because lav kala kleichais shavim, sometimes the biya is with greater force, sometimes it's with less force. So b'kitzur ma'aseh, raya dam machmas tashmish is mentioned here in the Gemara. In the sugya raya dam machmas tashmish, the Gemara says, if there's a makah ba'isai makayim, so it's a machlokes between Rebbe and Rashbag, whether you're tol of a makasa or not. And la halacha, it seems like we are tol of a makasa. However, im ha'isa dam makasa mishunu midam ri'yasa, then you're not going to be tola. Again, what we are doing now is we are just saying a Gemara. There are absolutely no chedushim. This is just Gemara on Samach Vav Amid Aleph. If she has a veses, so then we are tola bivesta, the Gemara says. Now, that line in the Gemara, that in Yeshua Veses, we are told of Bevesta, is actually a huge and gigantic machlokes ha-rishonim. Rashi learns in Yeshua Veses, meaning if there's a Veses l'kil kol hazeh. Zokt Rashi, the pshat in Yeshua Veses is that the Isha does not see Dam every single time she has Bia with her husband, but the pshat is that the Isha sees Dam on a certain pattern. Every fifth bia with her husband, when the bia is on a Tuesday, so then you see dam. That's what Rashi learns, implying that if it's only the fourth bia, or if you're having bia on a Monday instead of on the Tuesday, so in the coin to Rashi, it's not going to be a problem, right? Rashi learns in Yishla Veses l'kil kol hazeh she'ena raya kol shamach mistashrish elu lefrakim tol bevesta. Now, what Rashi is saying l'cha'ora seems to be fairly pashut, no? It seems to be fairly pashut that if you don't see dam every single time you have tashmish, so if it's a time that you're not expected to see dam, mutter. Whoopity-doo-da, whoopity-day. It doesn't really teach me anything, but actually, just Rashi. The shita of the Rambam is that in Yeshla Veses, Toilo Bevesta means in Gans and Anderish. Right? What the Rambam says is that the Isha is an Isha Sheyeshla Veses, meaning she has a Zman that she's supposed to see dam. And you are bought on your wife, Bishas Vesta. She's supposed to be getting her period. And you sleep with her when she's supposed to get her period. And she sees Dam when you sleep with her at the time that she's expecting her period. So Zuck the Rambam, in that case, so we assume that you're not a Raya Dam Achos Tashmish. It's just that the period came early. Or came when it's supposed to come. No? You're having beer with your wife at the time that you are supposed to get your period. So then, the Rambam is going to say, in that case, that's when we assume it's not Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish, and rather, the pshat is that it's just a regular period. Ad kan divrei HaRambam. Aval nishalat ha-she'ila, everyone and their uncle asks the question, 1 second, atu b'rishi'i askinon. Are we talking about someone who didn't learn in our Halakha Yeshiva? We're talking about Mamash of Russia. Right, that's the definition of Russia. You don't learn in YU, no? But Otobrishi askinon, how are you having beer with your wife? But Aina has samach lefesta. Hello, lamadim sechashvu istaf yudches vizartem es bnei yisrael mitumasam mikanas harl bnei yisrael sheyif rishum minshosehen. But Aina has samach lefesta. You're not allowed to sleep with your wife when she's expecting her period. So, dear Maimonides, did you forget that Gemara in Shavuos? Like, what's going on here? And by the way, it's not just the Rambam. It's the Rambam, it's the Ramban, it's the Rashba. It is a whole Chevel HaRishonim who learned this way. And the Shemot HaSheilah, is this not, L'chayra, how are you doing this? How are you having Bia Ba'ina HaSomach Levesta? So this Kasha leads to a very big Machlekes HaRishonim about how to understand this Shita number 2. Again, Rashi is Shita 1. Shita number 2 is the opinion of the Rambam, Rashba, etc., that you haven't been with her, but Aina Hasamach Levesta. So some Rishonim say that the Pshat is that you're Yotzei L'Derech, and you're allowed to sleep with your wife when you are Yotzei L'Derech, but Aina Hasamach Levesta. We'll learn this din in Kuf Pei Dalet. It's a big Machlekes HaRishonim. right? Are you allowed to sleep with your wife? Are you allowed to only hug and kiss and speak nicely to her? Right? So those who shonen will hold that you're allowed to sleep with your wife, but on asa mechlovesta, have it easy. But if I hold that I'm not allowed to sleep with my wife, but on asa mechlovesta, if I hold that only divrei ritzui is permitted, and chayev lufko desishto doesn't really mean it, so then, atu bereshii askinon. So the shach in sifkat and tesvav works very hard on this kasha. Tes Zayin, excuse me. The Shach and Sifkat and Tes Zayin over here works very hard on the Kasha. And the Shach says, you know what? We're obviously talking about a woman that you don't have to be choshesh for her vestas in real life Judaism. Because we're talking about a woman who's a katana, and the halacha is that katanas don't really establish vestas. Okay, very nice. The Shach is like ma'amish sweating bullets to answer this Kasha. Now, the Shach has an arch enemy in Judaism. We call him the Taz. And the Taz, as we know, the arch enemy of the Shach, the Taz in Sifkat and Ches has a different shot. The Taz says that really you're learning the Gemara totally wrong. The Taz says that the only time that Yesh Leveses let's leave the Taz out of this for the time being. I think it will confuse us if we go in the direction of the Taz. So the Shach basically says, Vem yesh lo veses, tola bevesta, according to the Rambam means, an Isha who has a veses, but you don't have to be choshish for her veses, so you're allowed to sleep with her, but on asa mechlovesta. That's where the Shach learns. The Taz will confuse us if we go into the Taz right now. So again, we have three Perushim and Rishonim. Perush 1 is that Im Yesh Lo Veses, Tola Bevestas Rashi. She has a Veses for being Roa Machmas Hashmash. Peirush 2 is the Rambam, Rashba Ramban, that she has a regular Veses, and when she has a regular Veses, you're being Ba' on her, Ba' Oina HaSamach Levesta. Peirush 3 is a Mordechai. Peirush 3 is a Mordechai. The Mordechai tells us, and the Mordechai seems to be quoted by the Ramah in Se'if Hei, Perush 3 tells us, Im Yesh Leveses, Toila Bevesta, that the entire halacha of Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish does not apply if the woman has a set period. You cannot be a Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish if you have a Veses Kavua. Impossible. That's what the Mordechai says. Now, Nishelet HaSheila, what sense does that make? Why could I not have a din of Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish if I have a set period? So says the Taz in Sifkat and Ches, I'll make sense out of this. The case is talking about that you have a set period and you have a Makkah. So we're double dipping. She says she has a Makkah and she has a set period, but Kahai Gavna, you could be lenient. That's why the Taz and Sifkat and Ches go into the Mordechai. The Shach, however, there in Sifkat and Tes Zayin, wants to say that that's not the Pshat in the Mordechai at all. And the Shach wants to say that the Pshat in the Mordechai is that Isha Sheyesh La Veses does not have the din of Raya Machmas Tashmish. If you have a set period, you can't be a Raya Machmas Tashmish. But the Shach can't make sense out of this Mordechai. The Shach says that's what the Mordechai holds, just the Veses alone, but the Shach doesn't make sense out of the Mordechai. Comes along the Noid of Yehuda in 9 bazillion and a quarter tshuvas. And these tshuvas are found in the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkat in Aleph and Pisrei Tshuva Sifkat in Hei. How many of you are still following? Okay, not bad. Good. Baruch Hashem. Right? I'm trying to go a little bit quicker because I came late. But comes along the Noid of Yehuda. The Noid of Yehuda says, you know what? Gentlemen, you completely misunderstood Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish. Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish means that a woman who sees Dam when you have Bia, and that is establishing a pattern that she might see Dam when you have Bia. But the pattern that I established that you might see Dam when you have Bia, that pattern has, on the one hand, halachos of a normal pattern, on the other hand, it's a shvacher pattern. On the other hand, it's a weaker pattern. And therefore, says the Nayin Yehuda, if you have a super duper strong pattern, that super duper strong pattern will beat your weaker pattern. Therefore, if you have an Isha who's Raya Dam Achmas Hashmish, that creates a weak pattern that she's going to see Dam. And that weak pattern, if it's established, might force her to get divorced from her husband. But a way not to get her divorced is that if you have a stronger pattern, the stronger pattern will overcome the weaker pattern. A stronger pattern would be, let's say a woman sees Dam every 16th day of the month. Mamish clockwork. You know, you could set your watch to it. Oh, must be the 16th of the month. You just got your period. Set my watch, no? Exactly clockwork. That strong pattern will beat the weak pattern. Azay shteit Nayda B'Yehuda. Effectively, the Nayda B'Yehuda is telling us that Raya Damachmas Tashmish has the din of a weak pattern, and strong patterns beat it. And this shita seems to be the shita of the Bale Hataisvis, Udeloi Kirashi, the Afaresh at Sichati. You see, the Gemara tells me that a woman who's a Raya Damachmas Tashmish, she Abia, 1, 2, 3, right? And with husbands, 1, 2, 3. That means that we're assuming 3 times creates a chazaka. Now, throughout the Sechta, I don't know, Bava Kama, right, in the Din of Shar HaMuad, and the Sechta Nida, in the Din of Vestais, there is a general machlaikas and Yevamis in the Dinim of a woman who we are worried has some condition, according to half of the Rishonim, that she might kill her husband. You call this a katlanis, no? So there's a machlokes, Rebbe and Rashbag. Do I assume Shrezim they have a chazaka? Or Tlasim they have a chazaka? Tzveimol? Is das a chazaka? Oy, darf min hobin dreimol. What is a chazaka? 2 times or 3 times? Is it 2 or 3 times? What makes it a chazaka? Now, the shita of Rebbe is that Shre Zimni have a chazaka. The shita of Rashbag is that Tlas Zimni have a chazaka 3 times. Zot Rashi, our entire Gemara that says that Yabia time 1, 2, and 3, that is going according to the shita of Rashbag. Right, Rashi writes on the top of Samach Vavam and Aleph, 2nd Dibur Hamaskel, Tlas Zimni be'inon l'chazaka ki Rashbag. Zakt Rashi, right? You need 3 times for a chazaka. But the Balei HaTaisis, the top Taisis over here, Taisis on Samach Vav Amar Aleph, jumps up and down, and as we say in French, spits wood and nickels, and the Balei HaTaisis say, no. Even according to Rebbe, that ordinarily trezim they have a chazaka, but that's a real pattern. Over here, the pattern of Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish isn't such a good pattern. Because, let's be honest, who says you'll see every time? Maybe there's something unusual about this bia. Maybe there's something unusual about this guy. Who says it's going to happen? Who says it's really a pattern? So Zok Toisvis, that even Rebbe, who ordinarily says 2 times is a chazaka, over here you need 3 times for a chazaka, comes along the Noda B'Yehuda, quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva Sivkot and Aleph, and the Pesachei Shuva Sivkot and Hay, and he says, you know what? I'm going to tell you Pshat and Taisus. What Taisus is saying is that the Chazaka of Raya Damachas Tashmish ain't a full Chazaka. It's a, what we call a Shvacha Chazaka. It's a weak Chazaka. Whoa, if it's a weak Chazaka, so then a super duper Chazaka, a regular Chazaka, beats it. A regular Chazaka beats this Chazaka. That's the way the Nayin Yehuda learns, and that's a Pshat and Taisis. But obviously, this would not be correct within Rashi, because Rashi is shtelling to the regular discussion of Treisim Nehemet Chazaka or Tvasim Nehemet Chazaka. So far, so good? What emerges according to the Nayin Yehuda, gentlemen, is, let's say you have a woman that she had Bia with her husband three times, husband two three times, and husband three times. And she's a Raya Machmas Tashmish. The Gemara says there's only one way out, called Bedika Shfeiferes. And the Rishonim, by the way, say, we don't know how to do this Bedika Shfeiferes anymore. Actually, the Gemara says there's another way out, no? It's like one of the kids' books I have, that there's an opera singer who lost her voice. So she's very nervous. She can't sing. So somebody comes and puts a mouse, like, right on top of her. So she screams. Suddenly her voice comes back, no? Being scared can sometimes accomplish a lot. The Gemara tells us on Samach Vavam and Aleph that there's another Eitzah for Raya Dam Machnas Tashmish, which is you scare the living daylights out of the girl, out of the woman, pardon me, and she suddenly has a gush of blood. Oh, maybe that's the ripui, right? Maybe the fear is the ripui. So there are two eitzes to solve a Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish issue. Shvoiferes and scaring her, right? The Gemara has a lashon that you scare her is memalav and lefetzes. Maybe she's all full of dam and the dam, like, comes out. Wowza, right? Okay, great. Says in the Yehuda, I have a third eitzah. If you establish a full-fledged vesas, that will beat the vesas of Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish. Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish is a weaker chazaka, a weaker vesas. If you somehow establish a full-fledged pattern, right, then you won't have to get divorced. Because then you can say, oh, weaker pattern versus stronger pattern wins. And even if I establish a stronger pattern after she was already down Machlas Tashmish, Zakun Neiv Yehuda, this can solve the problems. Similarly, for the Neiv Yehuda, the Pisa Chuba puts us in cousin Hey, just give me 2 minutes. Similarly, for the Neiv Yehuda, if the woman is pregnant, right, let's say on Bia number three, when she sees Dam, but she became pregnant during that Bia. While she's pregnant, you don't have the dinner for your Dam Machlas Tashmish. Because vestais, in the sense of weak vestais, don't apply bimei ibura. When the woman is pregnant, the weaker vestais, the vestais she'ena kavuas, don't apply. So once she becomes pregnant, so you have the next 9 months to solve your issue, no? You can have bia with her for the next 9 months, you're okay. When she became pregnant. That's what Naidu Behuda says, because this vestais of Raya Dam Machlas Tashmish is a vestais, but it's a shvecha vestais, it's like Veses she'eno kavua. Because it's a shvacher veses, by the way, the Neid Behuda says, I understand why you can be oikeret with just one thing. One good bedika of a bedika shvoiferes can be oikeret this veses because it's a shvacher veses. It's not a full-fledged veses. It's something like Tosfos compares it to. It's dumya de ochlo shumo pilpilin. It's like eating garlic. Now, eating garlic, by the way, you can't be oikar with only one miss. You need 3 misses to be oikar achila shum. So the shachrites and sifkat and lamed hey, that Tosfos is lav dafka. When Tosfos says it's like vesas achila shum, what Tosfos really means is like vesas hakfitzos. Right? The whole Tosfos is lav dafka, according to Neida Behuda, but as I learned, the Neida Behuda. Moshe, you have a comment?
Does the Chazaka tell me that, I think in two possibilities, it could say that this is when the blood comes, it comes to say on day 16th every month, and it's the exclusion of any other day. Or it could just be telling me that she will for sure see blood here, but it doesn't mean to the exclusion of possibly seeing at other points as well.
Again, so you can have a Vestas Kavua and other sorts of Vestos as well. But when you have a Vestas Kavua, you're choishish for the Vestas Kavua, and the Vestas Kavua beats all other Vestos. That's what the Neid Yehuda is saying. And that's how an Isha who has a full-fledged Veses will not be choshish for a Machmas Tashmish. And that's the Pshat in the Mordechai. Remember, Isha sheyesh lo Veses, tolem bevesta, like the Gemara says. We had 3 perushim. Rashi says she has a Veses for Re'iyos, Machmas Tashmish. The Ramban say you're being born her, but onas amach vesta. And the Mordechai says, Zakta Mordechai, if she have a full-fledged Veses Kavua, so you don't have to be choshish for anything else. You know why, Zakta Mordechai? Because once you have Veses Kavua, that trumps the Veses She'eno Kavua of sorts of Ro'a Machmas Tashmash. That is the pshat in the Noda B'Yehuda. Now the Noda B'Yehuda, hi.
So what does it mean? Let's say it's the middle of the month, she's not farthest away from where she actually expects her Nesus Kavua, and they have B.M. and she sees blood.
At a time when she's expecting?
Not expecting.
So then she's not going to be a Ro'a Machmas Tashmish. The halachos of forcing a husband to divorce his wife for this won't apply, because since she has a Vesus Kavua, the Mordechai says, you are not a Ro'a Machmas Tashmish at all.
What are we told that blood?
What? A freak accident.
Every time.
But you don't have to worry that you're establishing a pattern, because once you have a super duper pattern, you're not going to establish this shvacher type of pattern.
Assuming you can only have one pattern?
Assuming you can only have one semi. Right. I mean, that was like what Moshe was asking beforehand, but can't you have a pattern inside a pattern? Apparently, this lady who's just saying once you have a full fledged pattern, we're not going to be worried about the shvacher patterns. You don't have to worry insofar as you don't have to get divorced. Yeah, it's a big cool way. You don't have to get divorced. Hi, Mr. Press.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, the Noida B'Yehuda's Bar Plukdin, this sugya, is the Chavastas, quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkatan Aleph and Sifkatan Hey. The Chavastas says that Ro'a Machmas Tashmish is not a Vesus. If it would be an ordinary Vesus, maybe the Noida B'Yehuda would be right that a super Vesus beats an ordinary vessus. But over here, it's not a vessus. Rather, it's a choli. Meaning that we assume that if you see Da Machmas Tashmish at a set pattern, so presumably you have a disease that at this set pattern it comes out. Then the Chavastas' Lashon is not saying that it's not a vessus at all. It is a vessus. But it's a vessus that you have a disease. But because it's a vessus that you have a disease, so, and he brings the raya that the Lashon HaGemara is that she's bemala v'nofetzes, that she's all full of dam. That sounds like diseased. Most women are not so full of dam that the dam will come out with tashmish hamita. Therefore, if you're bemala v'nofetzes, so then that sounds like a disease. Mimela, for the Chavastas, Bishas Ibura, you still have to be Choshesh. If you establish a pattern later on, you still have to be Choshesh. Now, the Lechem V'Simla brings a Shtiko Raya to the Chavastas. He brings a Raya from the fact that these Dinim of Ro'a Machmas Tashmish are found in the 10th Parak of Nida. Most Dinim of Vestos are found in the second parak of Nida. Zot the Lechem V'Simla, and this is the Haggah in Sifkat and Dalet of the Lechem V'Simla, he says that if it would be a regular Din Veses, so then, if it would be a regular Din Veses, so then presumably it would be in the second parak. Now, the reason why this sets us in the direction of Makkah is because the Noyit of Yehuda is assuming that in Yeshua Veses, Toyo Bevesta operates on its own. Like the Shach says there in Sifkatin Tes Zayin. The Taz in Sifkatin Ches understands in Yeshua Veses, Toyo Bevesta is only with a combination of a Veses and a Makkah. If you hold like that Shach, so then Veses stands on its own, then Makkah would also stand on its own. Veses is one track, Makkah is another track. If you hold like the Taz, Vesus and Makkah have to operate together, and this will take us to the discussion in the in that Ramah, the discussion of what Makkah is held. It's worth reading, by the way, a machlokes between the Raivin and the Baal Hamar in Shar HaSfira, Simin Gimel Oshei. It's like Pekisadi Hei of the Buchwald Raivids. And connect that to a machlokas between the Shach and the Torah's Hashlamim about whether three means three or four. That will be relevant, and then we should be able to put all this together and have some basic understanding of Makkos right? Again, in Sif Hei. I just needed to get through Sif Aleph and Beis and Gimel very quickly in order to understand Sif Hei. Or some of you will say, I didn't really need to do this. I just have fun when I do this. And that's also possible because I have to admit, I like learning. I've never said Shiur and Rayadam Achmas Tashmish before. I wanted to say Shiur, so I just made you my guinea pigs. Okay, Deborah, thank you. Remember Yalav Yavo and Al Hanisim in Shemoneh Esrei.